Hang around, folks. It's the silliest thing you've ever heard.
The Red Skelton Program, brought to you by Cool Cigarettes.
Just smoke a Cool and you will see how refreshing Cools can be. Switch from hot to
Cool Cigarettes for that clean, cool taste in your mouth. As Willie the Penguin says, smoke
Cool.
Smoke
Cool.
Smoke
Cool.
Hollywood, the Cool Cigarette Program, starring Red Skelton, Dave Rose, and his orchestra, our singing star, Anita Ellis, Verna Felton, Lorene Tuttle, Pat McGeehan, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. From MGM Studios comes the star of the Cool Cigarette Program, Red Skelton.
Thank you very much, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Well, what shall we talk about tonight, Rod?
Well, I see the current May issue of Radio Best Magazine has given their Silver Mike Award to you for your work with juveniles.
Oh, yeah.
Second, that you're going to be on the big police show at the Shrine Auditorium Thursday night.
Yeah, I sound like a youth reformer, don't I? Huh? You know, everybody in show business that ever got a traffic ticket is going to be at that show that night.
No kidding.
Hmm?
No kidding. That's my line. That's what it says there.
That's a brilliant line, isn't it? You know, some guy got paid for writing that. Some writer, he probably set up for about 3 nights saying, oh, I wish I could think of something to put in there. Why not? They sit there and eat Benzedrine like peanuts, you know. And all of a sudden, after 4 days, the guy says, I gotta get some sleep. I gotta get that line. I got it. No kidding. Hey, how's your throat?
Well, it's pretty good, but believe me, you know, strep throat's painful.
Yeah, it really hurts when you can't read those commercials, doesn't it, huh?
Sure does.
What'd you do, gargle with Brillo? You sound better. I want you to be in shape for the birthday party tomorrow.
Say, that's right. Tomorrow's your daughter's birthday.
Yeah, Valentina will have a cake with 6 candles on it.
6 candles? Mm-hmm. But she's only 1 year old.
I know, but I want her to be a lady, and a lady never tells her age.
Say, I hear, George, you got Valentina a little piano with those new imitation ivory keys.
Imitation ivory? I don't believe that.
Well, why not?
Well, where can an elephant get false teeth? Oh, stay with us, folks. It's all snappy stuff like this. Boy, there's nothing like good material, and I wish I had some. I was hoping that the new house would be ready to... We could celebrate the birthday, you know?
Yeah, it's too bad, but building materials are still scarce.
I know. I've been building a small house for 2.5 years. You know how they put signs up all over where they're building something? Mm. A sign says, the lumber that's unavailable for this house will eventually come from the Sunset Mills. Another one says, someday this house will be roofed by the Manana Tile Company. This dump ever has a foundation will be made from Shortland cement. Hundreds of signs like that all over the place. Mm.
But you finally got the materials and moved in?
Nah, we built a house out of the signs.
You know, friends, I took a drive up into the mountains near Arrowhead last week to see all the spring flowers. Say, it sure was good to get a breath of that clean, cool mountain air. Just about as refreshing as, say, lighting up a cool cigarette when your throat is parched and dry. Getting that wonderful, clean, cool taste in your mouth that cool cigarettes always give you. Friends, why don't you switch from Hots to Cools, America's most refreshing cigarette? Enjoy that clean, cool taste in your mouth every time you light up a cigarette. Cools are specially blended from smooth, ripe, mellow tobaccos, rich and full-flavored. And besides that, you know, Cools will make your mouth and throat feel cool and clear. Yes, next time you step up to a cigarette counter, just switch from Hots to Cool cigarettes for that clean, cool taste in your mouth.
Here's our lovely Anita Ellis to sing what?
Sometimes I'm Happy.
Oh, good.
Sometimes I'm happy, sometimes I'm blue. My disposition depends on you. I never mind the rain skies. If I can find the sun in your eyes. Sometimes I love you, sometimes I hate you, but when I hate you, it's 'cause I love you. That's how I am. So what can I do? I'm happy when I'm sometimes I love you, but sometimes I hate you. But when I hate you, it's 'cause I love you. That's how I am. So what can I do? I'm happy when I'm with you.
In the series of square table discussions.
Each day we hear views and comments on many persons and subjects, but the really great problems could be solved by the average man who never gets a chance to speak. So tonight we will discuss little problems that irritate the masses. Our subject, education.
Our first speaker is Clem Cadiddlehopper.
Yeah, here I am. Do, 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 do. Sometimes I'm happy. Sometimes I'm slap happy.
Yes, sir, boy. Here I am, the fugitive from a brain gang. See, I'm here to represent the lower society. In fact, I would say I was rock bottom.
Mr. Cadiddlehopper, yes? Our subject tonight is education. Of course, you did go to school.
Oh, yes, I did. I was head and shoulders above the rest of my class. Hmm. That's because they were 15 years younger than me, of course.
You mean that you were a little slow in school?
Not slow, cautious. I retired three of my teachers, and still in the fourth grade.
You only went to the fourth grade?
There are more?
Tell me, did you like school?
Yes, I did. I like school. I have a record there. I'm the only kid in the third grade who could vote.
Do you have any suggestions on the way school should be taught?
Yeah, they should make it easier for dumb wits like me, you see. They'll memorize one thing one day, you see. Two and two is four. You go there, they make that three and one's four. They can't make up their mind. They should make it easier for the ABCs. They don't tell you about the D, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q.
Go on.
Why?
Well, there are more letters in the alphabet than...
Well, I didn't learn them. I didn't learn them. You see, the book I got was A for ambition, B for boldness, C for courage, and I finally got the Q, quit. I did.
How did you manage to finish your education? How did you ever manage to finish your education?
Correspondence school.
Is it hard to go to school through the mail?
Well, yeah, the first day I got stuck in the mailbox.
Tell me, Mr. Cadiddlehopper, what do you use for brains?
Well, I tried Dush, but it failed there. I like my head, though. Of course, I'd like it better if it was between my ears.
Do you have any likes or dislikes about correspondence schools?
No, I like them. Some parts about them, especially the girls. They're crazy about me. One of the girls, it's sort of a mail-order romance, see?
The same thing could happen at a regular school?
Oh, no, it couldn't. At a regular school, I meet face-to-face and the deal would be off. But as it is, she's now wearing my fraternity 3-cent stamp. That's like a pin to the people that go to the other... Sorry I said that.
I suppose you've kissed her by putting X's in your letter.
Believe me, all she ever got out of my letter was X's. See, my penmanship is limited.
How are your grades?
Well, I don't like to brag, but I've never gotten lower than zero. My last examination, they even flunked the mailman that brought the letter.
Do you work hard during exams?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, you work very hard. I had to seal 200 letters the last examination.
Well, what did you get in that exam?
Big red eyes and a dry tongue.
Sounds like a lot of work. Is the correspondence school expensive?
No, in fact, you save money. Instead of giving a teacher an apple, you just send her a package of seeds and she plants her own tree.
What subjects are you studying?
Well, farming, but I ain't learning very much.
Why?
Well, for some reason, the school keep getting my lessons all mixed up. The first week, I got lessons on how to plow corn. And then the next week, I got a lesson on how to be a mechanic, and I almost got killed.
My goodness, what happened?
Well, I was plowing, and my mule stopped, and I crawled under him to see why he wouldn't go.
My, my, you are lucky.
Yeah, the good thing I had my mouth open, or he'd have stepped right in my face. Then the next week, there was another mix-up in the letters, a lesson on how to milk a cow. Then came another lesson that went haywire, was how to play golf. And then the next week a letter came was how to knit.
How to knit?
Yeah, boy, what a mess that was. I was milking the cow with an overlapping grip, and she kicked me right through the side of the barn.
Goodness, what happened?
I tried to knit one pearl, too.
Our next speaker, Willie Lump Lump. Are you here again?
No, yet. I've been here all week long trying to get out of this place. Every time I press the button for the elevator, my feet get sopping wet.
Here it comes. Well, that's not the elevator button, that's the water cooler.
Oh, the water hardly worth waiting for, was it? No wonder I was baffled if it was water.
Well, are you familiar with tonight's discussion, education?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Are you a college man?
No, I slept in this suit. I'm a college man. I got a sheepskin.
Well, has it been any use to you?
See for yourself. The suit I'm wearing ain't tweed.
Did you graduate cum laude?
Hmm?
I said, did you graduate cum laude?
I graduate cum what may.
I mean, were you an honor student?
Yeah, you see this key I'm wearing on my chain?
Mm-hmm. Oh, is that a Phi Beta Kappa key?
No, it's a skeleton key. I majored in housebreaking. college days. 16 of the happiest years of my life.
Goodness, you stayed in college long enough.
Yeah, they got suspicious, too, when I start paying my tuition with my Social Security tax. Checks.
Mr. Lumplum, what college did you go to?
Well, they got an injunction against me. If I mention it, they sue. See, I was voted as the one most likely to give him a bad name. I went to the Frankie and Johnny College. Ask me what that is.
Well, what's the Frankie and Johnny College?
That's the lowbrow William and Mary.
What dislikes have you formulated?
People who have got a little schooling belittle people with just the normal education. Now, you take my wife. You take my wife. Would you take her?
Why, hasn't yours been a happy marriage?
Oh, yes. She's smart. Two can live as cheap as one, she says. She's one, I'm nothing.
Well, I heard she was shy.
Yeah, about 12 teeth in the front there. She's all right, but she thinks she's smart. Her and her big, fat diploma. Always correcting my English. Always telling me how to... What now, brown towel? Did you know that a hypotenuse of an elephant can be measured? Yeah. Did you know that you shouldn't laugh when someone slips in the bathtub? I don't like people who try to put on that they're educated. Did you know that a tomato is the same as a tomato? When we argue, she always says to me, she says, Willie, I don't like you either.
And what did you say?
I said, I don't like you either. I don't like you. Always trying to be so proper. Always trying to be so proper. You know what she calls Mickey Mouse?
No.
Michael the Rodent. Terry and the Pirates is called Theodore and the used car dealers. Brace yourself for this. What do you think she calls the Naked City?
I have no idea.
It's the Nucky Flat. The Naked City is the disrobed community. I don't like smart people.
When other smokes have lost their zest, Cools keep right on tasting best. Switch from hot to
cool cigarettes. When your mouth feels hot and dry from smoking too many ordinary cigarettes, that's the time to light up a Cool. Cool specially blended finer tobaccos bring back long-lost smoking pleasure. And no matter how many Cools you smoke, you'll always enjoy their cool, refreshing flavor. Switch from hots to cool cigarettes for that clean, cool taste in your mouth.
Just smoke a Cool and you will see how refreshing Cools can be. Switch from hots to
Cool cigarettes for that clean, cool taste in your mouth. As Willie the Penguin says, smoke
Cool.
Smoke
Cool.
Smoke
Cool.
Dave Rose and the Cool Cigarette Orchestra play What's Good About Goodbye. Scrapbook of Satire, a story entitled Time for Bed.
wonder what time it is. Well, I see the clock has disappeared again. That means our darling little Buzz Bomb knows it's time for bed. So he's hidden it again. Junior, why don't you answer me?
Because you haven't offered any prizes for the answers yet.
Well, come along. It's time all good little boys should be in bed.
Oh, well, then you let me know when it's my time, will you? I'm not sleepy. To me, going to sleep is just like work, and I don't like to lay down on the job.
You get to bed this minute.
No, I don't want to go to bed. No, I'm going to stay up. My mind is made up. Oh, is the bed made up?
Why do you hate to go to bed?
Because I have such awful nightmares.
Oh, now, what nightmares could a little boy like you have?
Well, I dreamed I fell into a vat of ice cream and I froze to death before I could eat it up.
Now, come on.
Now you make me go to bed. When you go to sleep, I'm going to run away. I'll run away thousands of miles away. You'll never see me again. Never. You get your last look at me right now. You'll never see me except when it's time to eat. You might. I might even run away and join the army.
Oh, no. They wouldn't take you.
Right.
You're not old enough for universal military training.
By the time they pass it, I will be.
Junior, you're not serious. You wouldn't run away.
Would it make you sad, Nemo, darling? Will we sad?
Yes, it would, Junior.
Somebody's bound to find me, though, and return me to you.
Yes, I know.
Yeah.
Some people can't mind their own business.
Boy, I sure is cherished, ain't I? Goodness me.
Uh-oh. Junior! Are you still up?
No, I'm going upstairs now.
Every night about this time, he starts coming to life.
Oh, I don't think we'll have any trouble getting him to bed tonight.
Oh, you dreamer, you. I'd better check on him. Junior, are you ready for bed yet?
Nope.
Have you finished washing?
No, I has not. I don't like the way the towels are initialed around here.
Now, what do you mean?
Well, there's Pop's and there's Mummy's and there's mine. What's the idea of putting hers, his, and its? With a skull and crossbone yet. With a skull and...
Come on, I'm best in getting to bed.
Okay, well, turn you back, will you? Huh? With you watching me, I feel like Gypsy Rose Jr., you know.
All right, dear. My back's turned.
Okay, that's better. Now, there's one shoe. There's me other shoe. There's another shoe.
Goodness! Three shoes?
Now, the one was a horseshoe that I was had in my pocket. One. Oh, where's me bicycle? Me tricycle. I left him outside.
Junior,
I better go.
All right. You're stalling. Lorene.
Oh, don't call her.
Lorene, will you come in here?
Oh, no.
Yes, Mother?
He's up to his old tricks again.
Now, look, Junior, this has got to stop. Why do we have to go through this routine every night? Why do you hate to go to bed?
Because I'm not sleepy.
Well, then just lie down and rest. You should be tired.
Well, there's just one thing to do. Just let him stay up until he gets so sleepy and he falls in his tracks.
Well, I won't get that sleepy, because when I feel myself getting that sleepy, I'll lay down and take a widow nap first.
Okay, just romp and play.
Okay.
Come on, Mother. What time is it, Mother?
11:15.
How is chain reaction making out?
He should be asleep by now. I'll take a peek.
Come in. Dance by the wiener band. Dance by the wiener.
Junior, stop hopping around like that.
Let him do anything he wants to. That'll wear him out.
Well, maybe you're right. But when I was your age, Junior, I was in bed every night by 6:00.
Please, Nemo, no pilgrim stories tonight.
Well, just how old do you think I am?
Well, let's see. You came to California right after it was discovered.
Junior, you know that's not true.
Oh, no. Hey, Verna, how about going over to see your old boyfriend, Balboa?
Oh, no, he's just landed. He'll be awful tired.
I have an idea.
What?
Junior, how would you like to sleep with your grandfather?
Well, do you think that would look good, both of us there in the gutter?
Now, come here to me, young man.
No, you hit me. You spanked me. But it didn't hurt.
Then why are you crying?
Well, I don't want you to feel that your efforts weren't was a complete failure.
Are you sleepy yet?
Sleepy? Me? The human vitamin pill? Oh, no. You kids go get some rest, though. You look a little tired.
I am tired. I bet I have circles under my eyes.
Circles? You got rings under your eyes so big your nose looks like it's riding a bicycle.
Come on. Let's go to bed, Larry.
Yes, just stay up, Junior. I'll see you in the morning.
Yeah. is what I must have dozed off. I wonder if the owl has given in yet.
Shall we go see? Where is he?
In the chair asleep.
Oh, the poor little darling. I'll bet he'll never do that again.
Yes, I will. I fooled you. I fooled you. Boy, here you go.
He's pippier now than he was at 7 o'clock.
Oh, boy, this is really living. Really living. I've been sleeping the best part of my life away, you know.
Junior, you must go to sleep. If you don't, you'll get in the habit of staying up all night. Yeah? Then you'll have to sleep all day.
And if the neighbors don't see you come out of the house all day, what will they think?
They will say our prayers have been answered, you know. No, I don't care for me line of work I'm going to do when I grow up. I've got to learn to stay up all night. I'm going to write mystery stories, boy. I go Widow Night Owl. That's what I'm going to be. And I sneak around at night and get me ideas.
Oh, yes, and you'll get into trouble, too.
Oh, so what? He'll take me before the judge and he'll quietly say, you're a menace to society. And then they will put me in jail and I'll cause a riot. I'll say, go and stir mad, go and stir mad, go and stir mad. Give me a spoon for this coffee. I'm going stir mad. Cause a riot, see? And then one of the guards will get killed. And then the guard will get killed, and they'll blame it on me. And they'll drag me off to a dungeon. And then they'll put me in a gas can. No!
What's wrong?
I convicted myself.
Poor baby.
Yeah, poor baby.
He's tired.
Yeah, he's tired.
Bless his little heart.
Yeah, bless your heart. Oh.
Don't cry. That's a good boy.
I'm sleeping.
Now, let Mama put you to bed. Yeah.
Here. Now, let me tuck you in.
No, not with a ball bat again.
No. Junior, dear, close your eyes and go to sleep.
Yeah, I say a silent prayer.
Good night, my little black sheep.
Good night, Mommy. Good night, Nemo. I'm sorry I caused you so much trouble, but don't worry. I'll go to sleep now if I got to stay awake all night to do it.
Good night, infant.
Well, good night, Mother.
Good night, dear. Oh, I'm so tired. Oh, this bed feels so good.
Nemo! Mommy! Oh, good night, Nemo! Nemo! Hey!
Yes!
Yes? What is it, Junior?
Can I have a glass of water?
Thanks for being with us tonight. We hope you liked our program well enough to be with us next Tuesday night. So until next Tuesday.
This is Red Skelton saying good night now. Thanks for listening. Thanks for buying more cools this year than ever before.
And folks, remember the advice of Woody the Penguin. Smoke
cool.
Smoke
cool.
Smoke
cool.
Sir Walter Raleigh, the pipe tobacco that rates superior on all five counts. Check them.
A rich, ripe, full-bodied, burly blend.
Sir Walter Raleigh pipe tobacco.
Mellowed with rum for extra smoothness. Deep down, satisfying goodness.
That's Sir Walter Raleigh pipe tobacco.
Clean smoking all the way down. No soggy heel. Leaves only a clean, dry ash.
And that's Sir Walter Raleigh pipe tobacco.
Crimp cut for slow, even, cool burning.
Yes, Sir Walter Raleigh pipe tobacco.
The brand of grand aroma. Keeps home, sweet home.
It's Sir Walter Raleigh. Sooner or later, your favorite tobacco.
Yes, a favorite with college men, servicemen, businessmen. Men everywhere who know and appreciate quality pipe smoking. Smoke Sir Walter Raleigh, the quality pipe tobacco of America.
Brown and Williamson invite you to listen to People Are Funny with Art Linkletter next Friday and join us again with Red Skelton next Tuesday. The American Overseas Aid United Nations Appeal for Children is conducting a drive to raise $60 million to relieve the suffering of children in the devastated countries of Europe. The need is urgent. Send contributions to the local Crusade for Children campaign headquarters or the Crusade for Children, New York. Red Skelton is heard on this program through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer and is brought to you by the makers of Cool Cigarettes.
This is NBC, the national broadcasting company.